I Am Somewhat Like That Bird by James Smith. Sighing for Jesus, 1858. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God? Psalm 42, 1 and 2. I have just been reading of the last days of a true believer, and his whole dying experience was comprehended in one sentence. I am sighing for Jesus. He did not sigh for life, nor for ease, but he was sighing for Jesus. I cannot help observing how much of my experience now is expressed in those words, I am sighing for Jesus. Yes, yes, I can do without riches or fame or the honor which man confers. I am pretty well content with what Providence sends me, and yet I often sigh, and sigh deeply too. Some would think me unhappy, but I am not. Some may conclude I am discontented with my situation in life, but I am not. Yet I sigh, I often sigh. I have read of a bird which, if caught and caged, never ceases to sigh until it obtains its liberty or dies. I am somewhat like that bird, and I expect I shall continue to sigh until I obtain my desire. I have had a glimpse of Jesus, and I sigh for a full view of him. I have tasted the sweetness of communion with him, and I sigh for uninterrupted fellowship. I have felt a little of the cleansing influence of his precious blood and Holy Spirit, and I sigh for a thorough cleansing that I may be perfectly and forever holy. I sigh for Jesus that I may know him more perfectly, love him more entirely, and enjoy him uninterruptedly. I sigh to be exactly like Jesus. I sigh to be forever with Jesus. I believe that if I were just like him and always with him, that I would sigh no more, and I think that nothing else will put a complete stop to my sighing. Yes, the day is coming, and it may be very near, when the days of my mourning will be ended, and when I shall heave the last sigh and begin the never-ending song. My sorrows will soon end, and my sighing will forever cease. I shall soon be with Jesus, like Jesus, and everlastingly employed in praising Jesus, and then I shall sigh no more. The ransomed of the Lord will return. They will enter Zion with singing. Everlasting joy will crown their heads. Gladness and joy will overtake them, and sorrow and sighing will flee away. Isaiah 51:11.